Blessings, beautiful souls, goddesses, yes. So we are in module 2, which is all about the sacred mother. This is your base chakra. So the base chakra is the activating base connecting with your sacred mother, your inner sacred mother. What this means is a supportive and nurturing energy that all of us have access to within us. The sacred mother is also that spirit that's deeply grounded in your body. And it's that connectiveness that you feel when you're grounded, that presence of being present, being alive, feeling that vitality within you. It's really important for us to feel this vitality, this presence, this groundedness in our everyday life. To maintain this groundedness that we all have within us is sometimes a little challenging. It's the comforts of home. It's the knowing that you have enough money, that you have enough support in your life. The sacred mother also brings that knowing that's good for you. You know, that being secure, that you have enough food, you have enough rest. You know your limitations. And you don't beat yourself up over trying to do too much. You have this balance. And the sacred mother in you is that part of you that feels nurtured, that deeply trusts the wisdom in your own body, that deep connected to your primal instincts. You have ultimate trust in your instincts. Now, with that ultimate trust and that peace that we strive for within our own bodies, that sacred mother within us, strong life force happens. Uprooting things happen in everyone's life. Tragedy, loss, divorce, illness. And we sometimes go into that survival mode, that, you know, survival mode instead of the thriving. So when this strong life force uprooting energy happens, it's important for us to go within into that sacred mother within us and find and reconnect that internal sense of safety and security and stability. We all carry this sacred mother within us. And the healthy base chakra, our sacred mother within, helps us live life from this positive energy. And as I mentioned before, the uprooting of this chakra, our base chakra, sacred mother, sometimes has a deep effect on us. And part of this base chakra energy stems into mothering and parenting in childhood. Our childhood, our being a mother, a parent. We sometimes hold the wounding, the trauma in childhood that we haven't processed, that we're still carrying and living and walking around with within this sacred mother base chakra. You know, things that we have felt while being in utero, while being in that birthing process impacts our sacred mother energy. Also, our ancestral patterns. Having a long line of poverty in our history or health issues all are affected in this sacred mother base chakra. Our negative attitudes and our beliefs about money, safety, security, and survival also stem in the base chakra. Our family patterns. When we're working really hard or we have a tendency to burn ourselves out, also stems from this base chakra. Things that we have not healed, that have been passed down along the generations, all stem from the base chakra. And as we move through the Sacred Mother, through this module, we will heal this. We will heal all or parts of this, depending on how intent you move through this. So set your intention today. And what are you going to heal from? What are you going to move through? We don't need to be carrying all of this junk with us anymore. And it's time for us to heal this. And I know you can. If I can heal this stuff, so can you. And it's always an ongoing thing. We will work through something that has affected us for a very long time, work through it, find peace about it, and years later, all of a sudden, there's a little bump in the road, and we have memories of things, and it's always important to go back within our sacred mother, our divine within, and this module is always a great place to start when we have memories that stem up that we already have thought that we have processed and moved through. It's always a good idea to revisit and go within. So remember, you have this module forever. And I'd encourage you to move through it. Whether you do the guided meditation and that's it. Whether you do the dance and that's it. But as I have talked before, it's so powerful to do all of it. It only takes an hour and 15 minutes to go through the whole module and delve deep in and do that mandala of the pictures, the symbology that you received in your guided meditation, in your dance, in your activation. While going through the Sacred Mother, pay attention to things in your life. Pay attention to what may be unconscious. Look for the symbols that may be unfolding in front of you. And symbols and just synchronistic events, thoughts will certainly come up when you are moving through this module of the Sacred Mother. So pay attention. Do you feel safe, secure, and stable? Are you easily rocked by life? Are you fearful, anxious? Are your basic needs being met? The money, the job, your support system? What about family? Looking at your issues that you may be having with your family. Most importantly, the care for yourself. Are you taking care of yourself? Are you putting yourself first so you can, you know, you're putting that oxygen on you so you can care for others in your family? so you have the energy, the stamina, the know-how, without getting anxious and feeling resentful and all of that. Are you feeling like your choices are being taken away? That everything is just happening and you're feeling overwhelmed? Pay attention to that. Make a decision to work through these past wounds. Make a decision to heal these past wounds and embody the Sacred Mother within yourself while going through this module. We all deserve this. So this module is all about releasing ancestral patterns, trauma, wounding that no longer serve you, so you can feel safe, supported, and deeply present in your life, in your body. So as you move through the materials of this Sacred Mother Base Chakra module, you have the three-step ritual, the guided meditation, the dance, and the mandala that really focus on the Sacred Mother. Then don't forget the self-reflection exercise. Fill it out and go back and fill it out some more. And then last but not least, the base chakra activation meditation, which really kind of just cements what your acknowledgement of yourself, of the aha moments that you receive during this module. It really helps you to clear that, leave it in the past, and then move forward in a new, profound, peaceful, balanced way. So as you move through and after this module, really pay attention to the consciousness that you're inviting of your own inner Sacred Mother. What foods are you putting in? The toxins? How much rest? And you can channel the Sacred Mother energy into everything you do. As you do the healing, notice changes and shifts. This is why we're doing this work. As you move through this, notice the dreams. I would encourage you to journal. Participate fully in your healing. Have fun with it. As this is serious inner work. And as I say that, remember, don't take yourself too seriously. Observe and show humor and love towards yourself and have fun. So as you finish up the module, find yourself in that place of the Sacred Mother. It's not just about doing this coursework. It's about living it. It's about breathing it, experiencing it, channeling your own Sacred Inner Mother, and channel her into everything you do. How would she respond to things? What would she put into your body? Almost see yourself as a small child again. It's almost like reparenting, remothering, really nurturing yourself in the same way as a Sacred Mother would a child. This is the beauty of this inner work. It's the healing of this work. And as you're doing this, notice the changes in your life, because there will be changes. Because we do this on an inner working, things will start to change on the outer workings of your life. So be open to synchronicities, be open to the coincidences, the shifts. Also the changes, and how does your body feel? Be open to what your body feels like. You may find that you don't want to put unhealthy food in. You might be so drawn to clean food and really notice what is happening. Notice your dream life. Your dream life is quite likely to become more active. So recording your dreams, writing them down, and just really diving fully into this commitment you have made to heal your life. Heal yourself. Heal your body. I'm sending you many blessings, and I hope you have a wonderful, beautiful, grounded time as you move through your inner sacred mother.